whatever it may be, we got to win those situations because, you know, we're prepared, we're working our butts off, you know, but we just didn't get things to go the way we wanted to go, and we just got to keep improving and keep getting better. And then when we find ourselves in those situations, we got to capitalize because in this league, you know, most games come down to those critical moments, and, you know, right now we just not doing good at them.
You said that last week. You have a lot of young guys on the defense. Do you think these 2 weeks have been a valuable lesson to them that in this league, as you said, everything you do in 2 minutes, it can go out the door?
Yeah, definitely learning experience, but, you know, even winning is learning too. Yeah. So, you know, I don't look at, you know, as that type of thing. Because we lost, we can learn from it. Even when we win, we can learn from it. There's always learning from everything. So, you know, and our youth isn't the reason why, you know, we didn't finish these games. It's just us not capitalizing those situations, you know, us not, you know, doing what we need to do to get wins. You know, I don't know exactly what they were on third down, but, you know, we didn't win third down enough. And, you know, it started out the first half, balls were coming out extremely fast, and, you know, and then they started dictating us, and then they started, you know, hitting us with the boot plays and things like that. And, you know, we just got to catch on to those things, you know, sooner. You know, we got to fix the holes that we see and figure out the way that they're trying to attack us sooner. You know, we got to be able to lock down on things that they're hitting us with sooner. And so, that's how I feel about it. But, you know, we're going to look at the film, we're going to prepare, and we're going to study it, we're going to learn from it and move forward.
You've been in this league long enough to know, you know, teams can be resilient and show resolve. I mean, I would imagine you're turning to that. Can you tap on a team's resiliency too much? Does it get to a point where it kind of runs out? I mean, is that a test now for you guys, you think?
No, I don't think so. You know, I think, you know, like I said, you know, there were situations, you know, you can look at resiliency and say that's only, you know, at the end of the game where, you know, we can be resilient and win, you know, 2 minute situation or whatever. But, you know, I look at it, you know, the big picture. You know, I always don't look at those final 2 minutes of the game or whatever. But I look at other opportunities we had to shut them down in third down situations we should have won, and, you know, extending the leads and you know, miss, you know, coverages or whatever it may be. I look at all that stuff into why we lost the game. You know, the resiliency is all good, but, you know, we had opportunities throughout the game that we could have put ourselves in better situations, and we didn't do that. You know, we didn't win on third down good enough, and, you know, here we are, you know, with a loss. So, you know, resiliency is good, but, you know, we got to look at the big picture and fix those things that we could have did throughout the game.